Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report at Madison Square Garden. Noah Dalzell by my side here, traveling out to New York for what I felt like was the most impressive win this season from the Celtics, at least on the offensive end. Just methodical execution throughout this one. They were at 70% through three quarters and finished about 56-57% from the field. A ridiculous 9-for-12 third quarter from three that they started 7-for-9 in. I think 9-for-11 actually. They attacked every mismatch. They got everybody involved essentially. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, both strongest playmakers in this one. Kristaps Porzingis slammed the door late, shut late, and Al Horford even got involved in the post after scoring 0 points in Chicago. I mean, this is just, Joe talked a lot before the game about the mental side of the game with this team, and they showed that they've come just about close to mastering that in a performance like this.
Yeah, I thought this was a great win. I loved seeing Al Horford get involved. I mean, you love seeing Jaylen Brown actually get, I think he had 25 shots tonight. The last couple of games he's had the hot hand, but he really hasn't forced it, and he had a 30-point night tonight and just looked awesome most of the game. And then, you know, Mazzulla said after the game that he thought that for Jason Tatum, this was just a beautiful game of basketball. You know, he had 19 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. Nothing that stands out. Actually, for him, those are, you know, not gaudy numbers at all. But you could just tell that he wasn't going to force it. He saw that he was being doubled, and he just made the right play every single time. And so offensively, I think Joe had a hard time even, like, identifying one person and praising them because he was like, this is really a full team effort. Everyone did such a great job here. So, yeah, it was a really an offensive masterpiece in a lot of ways against a really good Knicks defense that, you know, is well coached and have a lot of good pieces.
And Al Horford came away from this game actually thinking that the Celtics could perform even better, amazingly enough. Here's what he had to say.
The gap between you guys and Cleveland in second is currently bigger than the gap between first and eighth in the West. Does it surprise you at all the way you guys have been able to sort of separate yourselves from everybody else so far?
It's just the way kind of the season has gone. We've kind of held our own, continue to, you know, to work through things. Obviously, Sixers have injuries. Different teams have different stuff going on. So that all goes into account. But I can just speak to, you know, we're continuing to play good basketball. We're really trying to play the right way. And I feel like Joe is really challenging us to continue to get better. This is a stretch of the season where we can really take it to another level. And that's what we're trying to do.
What does another level look like for a team that's got a net rating of, I think, 10.5? And is
That's a really good question. But I feel like, you know, we're not where we need to be yet. And that's a good thing. And it's such a long season. It's hard to, you know, be what we can. It's encouraging that we're continuing to win in different ways and play differently.
Take the first step to visibly thicker hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off first month subscription. Once again, $10 off first month subscription. Free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and use the code GARDEN. Once again, $10 off Nutrafol.com/men. Use the code GARDEN.
So that was another theme post-game, and it has been with the team all year, is that this is amazing. This is 8 games over the second place team at this point. That's how good they've been. But they can be even better. And that's the kind of mentality standard they've set for themselves that's allowed them to get off to the start that at this point has effectively ended the race in the East for the one seed, give or take. It would take a pretty substantial collapse from the Celtics at this point to not have home court advantage in the East now. And, you know, when you think of the level everybody's playing at, rest is going to be important down the stretch. Integrating these new guys, Tillman, Springer, at some point, a little more than they have. They both didn't play again tonight in this game. But as far as what do the Celtics look like when they're playing at their best, what are they doing in those games or stretches throughout, quarters and halves, this is what it looks like. It can maybe get a little better than this, but I mean, 70% through three quarters, 55 from three, whatever it is, not turn the ball over. I mean, this is some of the best basketball I've seen the Celtics play in all my years watching them in this game tonight. Like, that's the level I was impressed at. And, you know, the Knicks were missing a couple guys, certainly. They're going to be a different team if they get healthy late. But Joe said it after the game. The Knicks came at Boston in a way that brought the best out of Boston. And I thought that was really the quote of the night, and it described this game perfectly. Yeah. This is a playoff-level intensity between these teams.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, and I think none of them really care about the standings at this point, and in part because this is a roster that a lot of the key guys have already been to the Eastern Conference Finals four times. They're not really that concerned with whether they're the first seed or by eight games or by nine games. And I know the fans and the media, we know it's a fun thing to follow. They know that when it comes down to it, it's going to come down to being healthy and playing harder and, you know, out-dueling other competitive teams in the East. And what we're seeing here is that they're 4-0 against one of the hottest teams in the Eastern Conference. So it's a good, I think, just point of confidence to know that against Jalen Brunson, you know, at Madison Square Garden, you still have the ability to put them away really with ease. And they did not play a perfect basketball game either. I mean, the offensive glass was a problem.
Defense, a little issue.
It was in, you know, Porzingis, I think, was a little bit out-physicaled a little bit in the first half and missed some boards, and there was some frustration calls. And so it wasn't perfect by any means, but at the same time, they were up by 20 in the third quarter, despite all that. And so that kind of just shows you all it took was for them to click a little bit and start hitting their open threes, and all of a sudden, you know, it was a blowout. So it just shows you they have quite a margin for error, actually, because there's so many things that can click. You have Jrue Holiday, best NBA three-point corner shooter. You know, like, that's just one of the many storylines of the season. You have Derek White obviously playing at an elite level. So I thought they were able to overcome the fact that the glass was a problem for portions of the game. They kind of figured it out by the end, but even so, it was just a dominant performance.
Porzingis, another fun storyline, this one. Booed in the introductions, teed up and booed midway through the game, and he finished strong despite some of the issues you mentioned there, foul trouble a little bit in this one too. So plenty of storylines between these teams. I hope we see them in the playoffs. Yeah. I think this would be a phenomenal series if they end up meeting up, especially at full strength. Maybe an East Finals in store for a team or a pair of teams here who haven't played in 11 years in the playoffs. But Celtics get the best of New York again here in convincing fashion. Dominant third quarter drives them to victory despite some excellent play from the Knicks here as well. Celtics win 116-102. We're going to talk about Jason Tatum. The MVP conversation continues day in and day out around this team. Can he get into the mix? Can he get to the top? With a lead like this, there might be a case. We're going to talk about that in our next video. Noah Dalzell from Celtics Blog, Bobby Manning, CLNS Media, here from Madison Square Garden. Check us out in the next video.
Get your buckets with your first bet at FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.